You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Hey, No Brand Con, I didn't see you come in.
Welcome, everyone, to Famicom Dojo, the podcast, live at No Brand Con 2015. Yay! That's what I like to hear. Joy. Joining me, always, as always, is Vink.
Hello.
Hello. This week, we're talking about things that haven't happened yet, so we're just going to be surprised by the topics.
Hooray!
I'm going to go back and record this later, probably.
Where
did I get this hat? eBay.
That's the young Vink hat.
That's right. The Vink 1980X hat. Hey, Vink.
Hey.
I'm just gonna crack open this Dewshine. Right here. We can't let Japan have all the awesome Pepsi products.
This is water.
It even says water on it.
It is Oishi Mizu. Maybe we should just open the floor to questions.
All right, this man. I got to get this microphone set up. All right, I'm going to turn this on. Hold on. It works just fine. Okay, if there are questions, please come up and use this microphone.
Evening or afternoon, where you're from, I don't know. As a guy who's kind of curious about moving over to Japan in the next 5 or so years, what should I, a big, rough, and tough Wisconsinite, expect in Japan about adjusting, employment, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I guess it depends. What type of job are you looking to do over there?
Well, I want to write anime and manga, but I suspect I'll probably be doing manual labor and, well, minimum wage jobs.
I heard that they don't do the slavery thing anymore.
I can get close.
Well, being a Wisconsinite, I suppose you can look forward to not nearly as much selection of cheese.
That's true.
If
you enjoy pizza, I'm sorry.
That's a topic in itself. I mean, you should really just expect it's a first world country. It's a modern civilization. They're technologically advanced, but at the same time, just the very perspectives on the way they see the world is often different. That's a pat answer because people are different, obviously. But in general, Japan just takes a lot of figuring out. You know, you need to be there for a while and slowly understand, the type of relationships people have. But one nice thing about being a foreigner is you get a buy. I mean, you really do. A lot of things are not expected for you to know right away, and it gives people a chance to, learn and get their feet a little bit. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what you want to know. If you've got anything specific, I'd be happy to clarify.
Okay, what places should I avoid trying to live in just early on? Just like
probably the ocean. to tell you the truth, it really depends on what type of job you're doing. But for the most part, I'd avoid any of the really big cities like Tokyo, just because the cost of living is so incredibly high there. You're living in a tiny little apartment, and everything's going to be very costly. But if you're looking to get into a tech job or something like that, a lot of them you have to live in Tokyo. So I guess it really kind of depends where you are. But for me, small cities have treated me very well. They've treated me very well. I'm in the Kyushu area myself, and pretty good climate. Nice food. It's been good to me. I would avoid. I don't know. I don't know if there's really any place that I would necessarily avoid in Japan. Different places have different types of advantages. The bigger cities, you'll have a foreign community that you can fall back on. The smaller ones, you'll be a rock star everywhere you go.
I hate to keep eating up questions and time, but. I'm studying Japanese. We got 2 years, so I know jack, diddly, and squat.
Okay.
How much is that going to hurt me until I get the hang of it in Japan?
How much Japanese do you know, Kevin?
Not nearly enough. I mean, I've been living here 11 years, and I'd say probably most anybody who's like studied at a university for 3-4 years probably has my level or higher. I mean, because you get to a point where you know enough to get by. That's the dangerous point. You gotta get through that, and I'm still working on that. But you don't need to know a lot of Japanese when you come. You just basically need to know how to request things, how to explain that you don't know something, and
But don't say it with a convincing accent, otherwise they're going to assume you're just being modest.
Oh, no, I really don't speak much Japanese at all. compared to like someone who, you know, has actively studied for that amount of time. One can get by pretty well with not a lot. It depends on what kind of job you're looking to go into and what kind of lifestyle you plan to lead. So,
thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, Vink, as someone who's looking to join the Japanese Yakuza in the next 5 to 10 years, which family is the best to work for, and should I be going into illegal gambling or straight into the protection racket?
Well, I mean, if it's in 5 to 10 years, my Yakuza family should be established by then. I'm teaching Sara knife skills right now, so she should be able to shake down some businesses in the next couple of years. So, I mean, you can join. The tattoos we put on our backs are a little on the nerdy side, probably something like a Triforce. So if you're looking for more of a dragon motif, you might want to join a different family, but I'll send you a brochure. Tell me what you think.
Man, those are great games, right?
I've played part of number 3, and I enjoyed it very much.
You sound very knowledgeable about it, though, so I'm impressed. We're not talking about games, are we?
Next question.
All right. Here comes Kathy.
Oh, it's the beard.
Yeah, I have a beard. So what?
I'm just jealous. Okay.
Oh, you're jealous. Oh, okay then. So I'm just curious. I see all these like amiibos, and then like this. To me, they look like glorified Skylanders. I admit, I don't have a Wii U. I don't see the appeal of it. Do you think it's gonna actually be a long term thing, or is it just gonna flash pan?
I have an answer for this. Where are you going? Where?
Buckshot!
Are the pants staying on? Why not in the pants with it? What are you doing? So my answer to this, everyone's distracted, Kevin. He can't hear us. Oh, God. I'm just going to have to wait now.
Oh, great. I distracted him.
We all enjoyed the show, Kevin.
What?
We all enjoyed the show.
Oh. I was looking for my amiibo.
Oh, we thought you were... Anyway, so my answer to that question...
So wait, you didn't... I was thinking you'd keep the crowd going while I was looking for my amiibos.
I was trying to, but you
amiibos.
Distracted like, everyone.
What? This is the No Mercy Room. What did you expect?
Someone was making out in the panel before us, so... All right, so I was at a couple of used game stores in Madison today, and they had a whole section in free play. They had a whole section for like Skylanders and similar toys. I did not see a single amiibo in that display. I don't know if that means that
that's because they were all sold out.
That's what I'm saying. People aren't selling these off yet. I mean, they are relatively new, and they are kind of worth a lot, at least unopened. But, I mean, if that trend continues, they're not good for just one game and you get bored of it, though, right? So there's that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, some of them are very, very specific to Smash Brothers right now, but a lot of the other ones, like Kirby's used with Canvas Curse, and Toad's used with Mario Party and Captain Toad, and Segata Sanchiro is used with every game. He doesn't have any actual functions, but if he doesn't like the game, he'll kick it in the face.
I mean, you can make a custom one with the base. Yeah, people have been doing that. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Oh. Got another question.
You think they're ever going to make a Hanzo one of those?
I hope not.
Yes.
We
yes,
all
in
the emergency room. All right, next question.
What games do your daughters like to play and what systems?
I guess... Wow. My daughters really are into the Kirby games very much. Anything Mario, and recently Zelda, The Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda: Wind Waker. But she can't play it; it's too complicated. But she likes to watch it, and I don't know. I think it's the cartooniness of the graphics, the expressions. She really likes that. I guess the big thing recently is. She likes pretty much any game where she can play as a girl, and it's not a lot, really. So,
if you watched the videos or listened to the last podcast, you know already. Caught you.
But that's why Super Mario 3D World is her favorite Mario game, because you can play as Peach. I think that's a big one. But yeah, any Kirby game. I just ordered Rainbow Curse, so I'm looking forward to that one, because I like Claymation and she likes Kirby, so we should have a fun time. And Captain Toad Treasure Trackers is wonderful. For retro games, she likes puzzle games. Like on the Sega Saturn, she really likes things like Magical Drop, Baku Baku, Puzzle Bobble. And, I don't know. She likes whatever I'm playing that she can watch being played. So.
Aww. Everyone, aww, there we go.
You'd like to believe that.
Oh, and she really likes the Street Pass battle thing with, what's the game called? Find Me or Save Me or...
Find Me.
Yeah, Find Me, yeah, yeah.
Find me, because I just keep my DS in my pocket when I go to work in the morning, or in my backpack. And Japan, DS is really, really, it's everywhere. So I usually have 10 when I get back, and when I get back from work, sometimes we'll sit and see what puzzle pieces we get and fight a couple of monsters.
Hey, Kevin, I have a question.
Yes.
So the last episode, you interviewed your wife.
Yes.
Some pretty amazing insights, I thought. But
yep.
I know, and no one else does, that we actually recorded that last year.
Yes, yes, we did.
And at the time, I don't believe you had your new 3DS yet.
No, I had.
So I'm wondering if you handed down the old one to your wife to play, so she can play more Gekten Saibon and whatever the other one was, Layton.
Well, you see, I would have done something like that. I would have done something like that, but it's mine.
You already have it. You have two. Why do you need both of them? Share with your wife, Kevin.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's more the lack of interest on her part. I actually bought her the new Layton game for that DS. But I mean, She's been quite busy recently. She's just opened up a new store. So she hasn't really had much time for video gaming. And to tell you the truth, much like my daughter, she actually prefers to watch video games being played more so than play them herself.
Well, fair enough.
Yep.
Anyone else have any questions? Anything? Oh, come on up. We have a new fan whose panel we're probably going to bump into, so hold on a second.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, Vink, I'm not sure how long it's been since you've actually been in OBrienCon, but this year we actually got a Initial D arcade cabinet in.
I saw that on the Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. We're working on actually getting an SNK MVC cabinet in the
ooh.
Next few months.
Ooh. Everyone, ooh.
How many slots?
Currently, we only found one with a single slotter.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
yeah, this is an MVS card. Yeah.
I actually had a single question for you because I could not find any data on it. Is it region locked?
It is not. It is
that's
not.
That's what I thought. All right.
So actually, it's probably cheaper. If you're going to make your own cabinet and you're just looking for the guts, it's probably cheaper to get them from Japan where they're more common. If you're looking to purchase a whole cabinet, of course, the shipping would kill you there. So, go with one of the stand up red cabinets. But
it's in Fond du Lac.
The cartridges are fully compatible, and most of them allow you to switch the language with the DIP switches. A few of them that didn't come out in the United States don't have English built in, but pretty much anything that got a U.S. release, they're both on the cart. It's just a matter of switching the switches.
All right, cool.
All right. I have a question for the audience. Who here has listened to the podcast before? Yeah. Who here has seen the videos before? An interesting mix. I'm wondering, so for those of you who do one and don't do the other, I have a question for you, and you can feel free to come up and answer that question. What attracts you to one versus the other? Do you know that you know about the other one that you aren't listening to or watching? And are you interested in learning more? Come back up. Come on back up.
But honestly, the podcast, for me personally, is because I don't normally deal with podcasts.
Fair enough.
Neither do we, obviously, from our technical prowess. Okay. The end. I happen to have a job where I can listen to podcasts all day. I'm listening to Serial, for instance.
I listen to the podcast because I'm loud. No, I listen to the podcast because I can do it while I work. I also watch the videos while I work. I really should work sometime while I work. Also, when I was con director for NoBrainCon, I used to force the staff to watch Famicom Dojo videos before meetings.
Yeah.
Wait. Sorry, the sound's not very good. Did you say you forced them to watch Famicom Dojo before meetings, or you forced them to watch Famicom Dojo before mating?
I heard
meetings. I.
Okay. Good.
You've seen the NoBrainCon staff. Mating is never involved.
Oh. Hi, Kevin. I have further information on this.
Okay.
It was a bit like a gulag. That's really all I have to say.
Like a Russian gulag from the Muppets? Don't you miss these guys?
I will take your response in the ball pit. Thank you.
Oh, hey, guys, there's a ball pit.
Right. Was there some secret ploy to get me to buy more Playdia games?
Because I have the Playdia now.
Seriously.
Just give back the Playdia.
No.
I have the Playdia.
Those are worth a lot of money.
It's really bad.
Can I point out that the Topher's Playdia actually can be seen in the background of every episode of Nerd and Tie on the YouTube version because it sits behind me because Topher gave it to me. I'm the Playdia now.
We're just about the end of our time, I think. No, we're literally at the end of our time because we started late.
Hi. We got about 4 minutes of usable material there. All right.
So while I tear things down, I want you guys to enjoy this wonderful preview of this week's upcoming episode on the YouTube channel, which you all should subscribe to at Famicom Dojo. It's real easy. Just type that in, and you get to the channel.
So I've been told. So thanks everyone for coming to our panel. Such as it was. I mean, we're in the Belarus room. I don't know what I expected.
Thank you. Thank you. I will be available via laptop after this panel for...
I forgot to play the theme song.
Do it now!
Hold on, here it comes. Yeah. So this is our friend, Cox. I didn't bring my guitar to crash out this time. Sorry.
Gotcha!
Alright, so thanks everyone for coming. I'm gonna tear down now, and please enjoy this brief sneak preview of our next episode, if I can find it. Here we go.
Famicom Dojo.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit our show notes at famicomdojo.tv and leave a comment. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or our RSS feed. Rate and leave a comment on our free iTunes storefront, or call us at 608-492-1923 to share your thoughts. Follow Famicom Dojo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to train your game. And visit littlepodcast.com to sponsor an episode or listen to any of the other great shows on the Little Podcast Network.